NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Lawmakers are one step closer to keeping the nation from going into default next week. The House has passed a bill that would allow the Senate to raise the debt ceiling on a simple majority vote. Republicans already extended the borrowing limit but have refused to take part in a long-term increase. Close to 200 Capitol Police officers have left the force since the January the 6th attack. Ryan Shook reports.
That's according to a federal watchdog who testified to a Senate panel Tuesday. That's about 10% of the entire force. Capitol Police Inspector General Michael Bolton also told the Senate Rules and Administration Committee that people need to be brought in to fill the void of the departures. He added that morale has slightly improved since the release of a report in June on the law enforcement preparations for January 6th, but they also want to see what kind of support Congress will provide the department. I'm Brian Shook.
There's new proof the COVID vaccine may not be able to fight off the Omicron variant in some people. The first lab results are showing it can escape antibodies more than other strains. Researchers in South Africa, where the variant began, looked at samples with the Pfizer vaccine. The good news is they found protection remained strong in those who had recovered from the virus and had had a booster shot. The variant has spread to at least 19 states. The White House is confident that President Biden's vaccination mandates will prevail. Lisa Taylor reports.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters the Justice Department will keep vigorously defending mandates as they move through the courts. Her comments followed a ruling by a federal judge in Georgia blocking the president's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. The judge suggested Biden exceeded his authority. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, is letting employees delay their return amid the pandemic. Offices are set to reopen on January the 31st, but a deferral program will give workers another 3 to 5 months. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.